Joel Siratsis is downstairs and he's with a special guest. Joel.
Michael Pryor, Dockers assistant coach. Darcy Tucker comes in for Harley Balloch after some good waffle form. What are you expecting from Darcy tonight?
Oh, look, Darcy will be throwing around a little bit. He'll play through the midfield and a little bit down back. You know, we know what Darcy can do. He provides a lot of run and some good skill coming into our forward half, so that's what we expect from Darcy tonight.
And two wins on the trot. Can you feel the confidence in the team starting to build?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge turnaround from where we were around two. Just our effort around the ball has been really good, so and that's turned our form around. So we're really excited about the next couple of games and more so tonight on this special occasion, getting over the line.
I'll throw you upstairs to Carl Langdon and Luke McFarlane.
Mickey, Luke McFarlane here, mate. Good to be speaking with you. I just wanted to ask a bit about the defence and particularly your ability to roll off and take intercept marks. You've got players like Johnson, Ibbotson that can do that well. And what do you feel has been the resurgence or the reason for the turnaround the last couple of weeks, in particular the performance of the defence?
Yeah, Woosh, good to hear from you, mate. Look, I think you've hit the nail on the head. We've got some really good roll-off players down there, but I think we're not getting held up as much as we had in the first couple of weeks with our ball use. We've been taking it on a little bit more, moving it quicker out of there, and it seemed to pay off for us, so I think that's the trick.
So that has been a focus from a coaching perspective, to not use the switch as often per se. Are you looking to be a bit more direct with your ball movement?
Oh, not more so direct, but just a little bit quicker. You know, when we do take our time and come back off the mark and get held up, you know, it's obviously harder to get it out of your D50, and that was one of our main problems last year. We were getting hemmed in there and we couldn't get it out, and we were turning the ball over and they were scoring. So making a bit more of a focus to get it out there quicker. If the switch is on, it's on. We use it and we go. So not to switch, but just to use it a little bit quicker than what we have, I suppose.
And Mickey, a terrific result last week against Melbourne. What's been the messaging this week? You clearly have turned the fortunes of the team around the last couple of weeks. How have you been managing the playing group to get up for this weekend?
Oh, I think if you look at the occasion, and we haven't done a lot on it, being Anzac Day, but I think the players are fully aware of the occasion, and you know, we want to continue our good form, and you know, you can just sense the confidence coming into the club, coming into work each week over the last couple of weeks. It's been really good, so we just expect it to roll on tonight, but it doesn't come without effort. And I suppose if you look at one thing, our pressure and our effort around the ball has really picked up in the last couple of weeks, and that goes a huge way to wallpapering over a few cracks if there is any in your game style.
And Mick, just the last question. We've seen some real flexibility in the side the last couple of weeks, clearly last week, to allow players like Mundy and Neil and Fife to float forward and have an impact on the scoreboard. How important has that been in turning the fortunes of the team in terms of having that flexibility in the side to do that?
Yeah, really good. It's a twofold thing, which obviously keeps our guys going through the middle a little bit fresher. And if they can go forward and hit the scoreboard, it's an added advantage. And I think seven goals between Mundy and Neil last week is a real bonus for us. So if we can continue that going, guys flipping in and out of the midfield, keeping a bit fresher, it all goes well for us.
Thanks, Mike.
No worries, thank
Michael
you.
Michael Pryor from the Fremantle Dockers, one of their assistant coaches, and he's heading back into the rooms. The umpire.